This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are King's Service Fraternity Sigma Kappa Sigma's volunteer work at the St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen, and they look into the life of Father Joseph Mergush, the radio priest. We'll also listen to this week's edition, Music Monday, a sports update, and your weather for the top of the week. Sigma Kappa Sigma is King's only fraternity. EKE distinguishes itself by challenging its brothers to engage in community service alongside of their academics. The EKE brothers recently spent the afternoon giving back at the St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen. Program Director Nick Rotundo has the story.
With King's College priding themselves with students who excel in both academics and giving back to the community, King's Service Fraternity, Sigma Kappa Sigma, is no exception. With over 50 years of brotherhood and service, the current brothers still hold on to the traditions. This past Saturday, brothers of Sigma Kappa Sigma banded together to volunteer at the Wilkes-Barre St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen. President of the fraternity, Junior Physician's Assistant Major Corey Rossi, and Vice President of the fraternity, Junior Mechanical Engineering and Physics Major Patrick Driscoll, explain how this project came together.
We really wanted to give back to the community since we are a service-based fraternity, so we decided to give back to the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank.
Today was us getting our name out into the community, doing some service work, basically what we're supposed to be doing, keeping the traditions of the fraternity alive.
Corey then went on to explain how the experience was.
I thought I went excellent today. We got to come encounter with a lot of different types of people and got to really understand and appreciate where we are. And it's nice to give out the community and see everyone and how thankful they are for what we do for the community. Also, everyone we worked with today was outstanding and really showed us what to do and showed us the ropes around this place and made us feel welcomed.
Not only did brothers come together to volunteer, but for the first time in recent history, Sigma Kappa Sigma brought some new prospects along with them. Corey and Patrick spoke about how they thought it went having these new recruits work alongside them.
They loved it today. They really got to see what we were a part of and understand what Sigma Kappa Sigma is based on. So having them come out today and do a service project with us was very beneficial for both us and them. They got to know us and we got to know them.
That was really good, especially since there were so many of them. Definitely use the numbers. It's good to see that the younger guys are willing to help, even though they're not even a part of the fraternity yet.
Two of the possible fraternity recruits, freshman political science major Jordan Connor and freshman theater major Michael Armitage, spoke about doing some community service.
It always feels great. I've always been doing it since I was in Bible school, so it's always fun to give back to the community.
It felt great, you know? You know, it's not always something that you see, this side of what people have to go through sometimes, and you know, this wasn't hard. You know, we spent a couple of hours here, and it just made their lives easier, you know, just for today. And it wasn't much, you know?
The two freshmen also went on to explain what it meant to work side by side with the brothers of Sigma Kappa Sigma.
It's always a pleasure to stand by them. I love everybody in the frat, just overall in general. I don't have a problem with anybody else.
It felt great, too. You know, that just seeing them do stuff like this, the older years in the fraternity, is a good role model. It's something that you want to see people doing, and it's good to see them doing that. I think that, you know, just community service, it doesn't take much, but a little bit goes a long way, and I'm glad to see that, you know, the fraternity's doing it.
You will also see the brothers of Sigma Kappa Sigma on campus in their blue blazers, ushering mass and plays. If you would like to contact Sigma Kappa Sigma, you can email the current president, Corey Rossi, at coreyrossi@kings.edu. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
On a recent trip to Eastern Europe, King's faculty and students learned about Father Joseph Mergush, the first person to successfully transmit radio over land. News director Katie Pugh was able to speak with faculty and study abroad staff about Father Mergush's accomplishments.
King's students and faculty went on a study abroad to Eastern Europe, visiting Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia, the birthplace of Father Joseph Mergush, the first person to transmit radio communications over land. The theme of the study abroad was place and identity, something that was stripped from these countries like Slovakia and Poland. Short-term study abroad coordinator Renata Evan talked about the educational value of learning about Slovakia through a study abroad program.
This covered really a variety of areas from the culture of the countries, we in the broader Slavic cultures, but we focus on the religion and with and the ethnic groups and the nationalism, and we talk about also things like the economy and the politics of the countries. But we also cover a lot of history. This was a cross-listed course as Slavic cultures, but also as a history class. And any of those places we went, and the museums we went, there was tons of history. All these countries been in existence for over 1,000 years, and we touch upon many different areas of history.
Dr. Beth Admiral, the faculty leader of the study abroad, discussed Father Murgash's contributions to radio.
Father Murgash is often called the radio priest, and the reason is he was the first to transmit a message overland, and he did it by using developing a tonal system, which was a new method or mechanism for transmitting messages, transmitting sound. He transmitted the first message from Wilkes-Barre to Scranton, and he had built two radio towers, one in each city, that was used for the transmission. And so with this new discovery of a new method for transmitting, he became the person who is maybe not most responsible for the development of the radio, but certainly very integral to the development of the radio system.
Dr. Admiral talked about why Father Murgash isn't usually credited as being the inventor of radio.
At the same time that he was working on his invention, there were others who were also working in the area. Marconi was one of those names. And although the first message was transmitted using Murgash's method, he very quickly found that his patents were, well, he either sold his patents in some cases to raise money. In other cases, there were clear misuse of his invention. So I think partially gave away his invention, and partially it was stolen from him.
Father Murgash migrated to Wilkes-Barre in 1896. Dr. Admiral provided insight as to why he left Slovakia and chose Wilkes-Barre.
Father Murgash was more or less kicked out of Slovakia, and he was pushed out because he was critical of the Hungarian Empire, which at that point controlled Slovakia. His criticism came in the form of criticism of a painting that he thought incorrectly portrayed the Slovak people. Mm-hmm. So his dismissal of this painting as being historically inaccurate was taken badly by the Hungarian government, who pressured then the Slovak church to release him from his priestly duties in Slovakia and find another place for him. So he was sent to Wilkes-Barre, where there was a large Slovak community and a Slovak church already standing. And he very quickly took the Slovak church and community here and built them into a very significant presence, a very proud people. He started up leagues. He built a new church. He started a school for the Slovak people here. And along the way, he developed radio. So he became a very known person in the area.
And finally, Dr. Admiral discussed the radio priest's other accomplishments outside of the radio as a true Renaissance-esque visionary.
I think it's important to recognize Murgash not just for the radio telegraphy, but I think it's important to point out that he was a skilled painter. Some of his paintings are still hanging in public places and in churches in Eastern Europe and in the U.S. He was also, of course, a scientist. So he had some interesting inventions in fishing. He loved butterflies, so he collected butterflies. And he was a priest who clearly, first and foremost, saw himself as working for the Lord. So, a man of so many talents who was able to use them in so many different directions. So certainly a Renaissance man.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Coming up next, we'll listen to this week's best new music, get an update on Monarch Sports, and hear the forecast for the start of the last week of classes.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hey there, this is Rob Madison from Spaceships Are Cool, and you're listening to the sound of WRKC.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
You're listening to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. The first artist I'd like to share with you today is titled Mona. They're an American rock band from Dayton, Ohio and Bowling Green, Kentucky, but they're based in Nashville, Tennessee. The band rose to fame, appearing as part of the BBC's Sound of 2011 poll, which was revealed on the 5th of December in 2010. The band were also crowned the brand new for 2011 title at the MTV Awards. Their debut album was released on May 16th of 2011 in the UK through Zion Noise Records. Without further ado, we're going to play a sample track from their newest album titled In the Middle, which was released just earlier this year. Here is the eponymous title track, In the Middle. Nathan Bowles is a multi-instrumentalist musician and teacher living in the Piedmont of North Carolina. His work, both as an accomplished solo artist and as a sought-after ensemble player, explores the rugged country between the poles of the Appalachian old-time traditions and ecstatic minimalist drone. Up next, we're going to play one of his instrumental tunes, which I'm sure a lot of our dorm students can empathize with since there are no dogs allowed in the dorms. This track is titled I Miss My Dog. Modorama is a Russian post-punk band from the Rostov-on-Don, Russia. The band was formed in 2005 and named after an eponymous film, which was released in 1991. The group has received popularity not only in Russia, but abroad. They have released 2 EPs and 3 solo albums. Today, you're going to hear a track from their 2016 release titled Dialogues, and this tune is titled Above the Clouds. That was Above the Clouds by Modorama. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I have been your host for today's installment of Music Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and while this is our last Music Monday of the fall semester, I do hope that you listen in during the spring semester. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the news.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The women's indoor track and field team finished 5th in the Bowtie Classic at Ursinus College on Saturday. 6 Lady Monarchs qualified for the MAC Championship. In the long jump, senior Brianna Schmood had a career best and new school record with a jump of 4.20 meters. Sophomore Jillian Korjeski led the field of competitors with a top throw of 12.87 meters in the shot put event. Kings will next be in action on Saturday, January 28, 2017, when they compete in the John Covert Classic at the Roush Fieldhouse on the campus of Lehigh University in Bethlehem, beginning at 10 a.m. Earlier today, the MAC Freedom Conference office announced that Jillian Korjeski won the MAC Freedom Women's Indoor Track and Field Athlete of the Week. This is her 4th career award from the MAC Freedom Conference. The men's indoor track and field team finished 9th in the Bowtie Classic at Ursinus College on Saturday. Kings will next be in action on Saturday, January 28, 2017, when they compete in the John Covert Classic at the Roush Fieldhouse on the campus of Lehigh University in Bethlehem, PA, beginning at 10 a.m. The Lady Monarch basketball team will host Lycoming College in the McGrain Gymnasium at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. The Lady Monarchs enter the game hoping to stop a 4-game losing streak. The Lady Monarchs Monarchs sit with a 1-6 record on the season. Coverage of the game will be on 88.5 WRKC. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 35. Tomorrow will be rainy with a high of 44. There will be a reception. And Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high of 44. There will be a reception for the Study Abroad Photo Essay Exhibition tomorrow at 3:30 in the Widman Gallery. An evening of 1X will be hosted by the Theater Department in the Maffei Theater Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30. Admission is free. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Have a wonderful week.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.